heat. Sometimes they get that beat.
Well, then do they just ache, sort of, when it rains?
No, that pain. They don't just ache.
It doesn't have to be damp weather.
Well, and this year, for that my toes would draw back around here for what you might feel.
Not now. The doctor got a hold of that.
No, not part of this doctor's working on
that.
Dr.
Harris.
But the doctor says, that's the reason I got a hold of that and began. My toes used to be drawn down just like that. I couldn't wear no shoes. My knees crocheted some shoes. All the shoes I wore.
Well, now, I've seen arthritis draw like that, but I never have heard of it going away, you know, when I'm straightening back out like that. So you really are a miracle.
Sure is.
And he said, though, what made me get along with mine like I did, I just had so much willpower.
Well, you
won't give up.
You know, they say, hey, well, that's it, Mrs. Anna, and, you know, it's a matter of the way you look at it.
Well, I tell you, I just got down and asked the good Lord to let me get to my doctor and stop so much mess. I was just getting in bed, and wasn't doing good on just a little while.
Yeah.
And I was back the same things. He ain't taking no medicine now.
The medicine I was taking was too strong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
see,
was this the, talking about being in the hospital, was this in Griffin at the government hospital?
This was in Griffin.
Uh-huh.
I was over here. I had an operation for gallbladder.
They had him down there after he was operated on and that knot come back. And all, honey, they kept the man, they treated him 10 long days. And you know what that means, don't you?
What's
besides
that?
The price of staying in the hospital.
What is it about? How much is the x-ray?
The whole thing, everything comes to $1,000.
And it's about $10 or $20.
Yeah.
Every time I click that little
and then
machine.
When I asked the doctor what did he find out, he said he didn't know.
That big one, not know.
They kept on wanting me to go back and take some more tests, and I wouldn't go.
And the doctor that Hope operated on him was one of them that was waiting on him when you're taking all them x-rays, honey. And you know what? He denied it to him, told him he didn't do it. He said, yes, you did. I can show you the receipts where I paid you.
He helped Dr. Floyd
and but they cut out some of the stomach.
That's
the reason what he eats, that operation. Way he fits him, you know.
Dr. Proctor's one that sent me there.
He ain't got a whole stomach. He just got a piece of stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing pretty well.
And sometimes I just have to get where I, like I was so mad I could eat a dog. He gets a hunger spell on him, and honey, I know what's coming next. He's just gonna, just might not pass out.
Supposed to eat a little bit
often. Uh-huh. When you
he
have a small stomach.
Make 4 meals a day.
Eat small amounts
often. 4 or 5 times.
And it's bad when you get
some
away. Like you.
That.
Yeah, well, can you eat most anything you want, or you have to have a pretty mild diet?
Well, I tell you, he eats a little of most anything that he likes. But if he makes a hawk of himself, you know, what he's going to do that to
everybody. When I had Stan dead all day yesterday, I ate too much. That's the boat.
I made a big old store full of soup. He got some beef, you know, where they trim off the meat, you know, and bought the bones. Of course, they had some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cook them. And it had that and some lean too. And so I hauled off and made me a great big 2 gallon still full of soup.
But that wasn't what made me sick, though.
And he ate